Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello, welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. I'm Dr. Judy Morgan. You can hear my show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Today, I am so honored to be joined by someone who is on the front lines fighting to help protect our pets. That person is Dr. John Robb. His internet page is www.protectthepets.com. Dr. John Robb is a respected doctor of veterinary medicine from Connecticut. He received his Bachelor of Science degree from the University of California at Davis in 1981 and his DVM from that same institution in 1985. Dr. Robb began his practice at New Haven Central Veterinary Hospital. He purchased the new Fairfield Veterinary Hospital in 1988, renaming it the Robb Animal Care Center in 1997. It was at this practice that Dr. Robb first established Community Appreciation Days, when he offered free exams and vaccinations to people who could not ordinarily afford veterinary care. In April of 1999, Dr. Robb sold the care center to Veterinary Centers of America, and he continued to work as an associate veterinarian and then medical director at VCA Northside in Danbury until his departure in 2005. In 2007, Dr. Robb bought and ran Farmington Valley Emergency Hospital in Avon, Connecticut. There, Dr. Robb treated every pet, regardless of the owner's financial situation. It was a 24-hour care facility for critically ill pets. Dr. Robb sold the 24-hour care facility in 2008 to Bright Heart Veterinary Company and bought a franchise from Banfield Pet Hospital. It was while at Banfield that Dr. Robb came up against the veterinary establishment represented by the Mars Candy Bar Company. Mars puts profits first and pet lives second. In addition, Mars began an illegal process to dissolve franchise agreements and gain control of all 900 Banfield hospitals. Dr. Robb could not be bought or blackmailed. Mars terminated the franchise agreement at Dr. Robb's Banfield Hospital in Stamford, Connecticut, with no compensation. Mars threatened to report Dr. Robb to the State Board of Veterinary Medicine if he, quote, wouldn't go quietly. Dr. Robb told Mars that he, not Mars, and not the Connecticut State Board, had the right to choose what volume of rabies vaccine he injected into a pet. From this beginning has come a worldwide movement to protect the pets by amending the rabies laws to honor the measuring of circulating antibodies, namely a blood titer, as the true indicator of immunity. Throughout his career, Dr. Robb has held an unwavering commitment to pets over profits. He has experienced firsthand the toxic effect of the drive for productivity and profitability on animal care. His unwillingness to observe the unspoken rules among veterinarians that emphasize protecting the vet over protecting the pet has earned him the love and respect of pet owners. While some in the industry want to silence him, he has become a voice and a leader for the many animal care professionals who want to live their passion and provide the very best in care to our animal companions. Dr. Robb, I want to cry and I want to thank you, and I'm honored to be in your presence. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Judy. I know that that could have been your resume as well. I mean, we have different paths, but, you know, whatever comes our way, we've got to always do the right thing. So I appreciate being on your show.
Well, you know, and that's exactly what it boils down to, doing the right thing. What is unfortunate is that for people like you and I, when we want to do the right thing, sometimes legally the right thing is held as the wrong thing.
Well, this is the world we live in. Let's face it, and good versus evil, if you want to call it that, has always existed. And, but to me, you know, you just can't sell out. I mean, we all want to be able to look in the mirror and feel like we have integrity and we serve others and we do the best we can to bring good into this world. And unfortunately, because there is so much evil out there, especially if you begin to get a foothold, you're going to be persecuted and they're going to try to silence you. But the good news is, as long as we stay strong and go forward, they can't, because we're walking in the truth and they're walking in a lie. And that's this movement called Protect the Pets. It's about the real science that's been ignored in order to create situations where people can make money. Unfortunately, it's taken the lives of untold numbers. Got to stop, and that's what we're here to do, to stop it.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit of background. I've read some stuff. I've heard some stuff. I've seen some of your things. So this whole debacle kind of started with the fact that you were looking at the rabies vaccine and, you know, first of all, the fact that it lasts a lot longer than the 3 years that, you know, legally is being put out there. But also the actual dosage in the vaccine. Am I correct there that that's kind of where it all started?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, this, it's such a ridiculous, I call it a false assumption at best, or just a complete lie, that you're vaccinating an immune system so, you know, all animals get the same size volume. I mean, it's just a lie. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, you're not vaccinating an immune system. You're vaccinating a pet. And a pet, you know, simple science, a chihuahua, you know, lymphocytes, I say it this way, lymphocytes are the same size in a Great Dane as in a chihuahua. But there's a lot less of them in a chihuahua because they're littler, right? So you need less to stimulate them. And, you know, you got the 2005 Purdue study, Banfield data study, 1.2 million dogs. What's the conclusion? Vaccine reactions go up as the weight goes down. I mean, that's because it's dose dependent. And titers go up as the weight goes down. That's because it's dose dependent. So lower your volume. Check a titer to show that you've got circulating antibodies, which equals immunity, and stop there. Vaccinate safely. It's all there is to it. It's simple science. It's proven. It's out there. But they create this myth in order to continue this over-vaccination, which does what? Makes pets sick. And where do they go when they're sick? Back to the vet hospital. It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. And we're exposing it. And, yes, I was simply following science, living my oath, right? Follow science. Experience, and use that to help your patients. That's all I was doing. But the problem was, you know, when Banfield was looking, well, I say Banfield, but Mars, you know, the Mars candy bar company is coming into our veterinary culture here just to victimize pets for profit. That's all they are. They're just controlling people, you know.
I'm big on the food forefront, and after just having been at the AFCO meeting, man, oh, man, it is bad news what is being done. And you're right. It perpetuates, you know, if we make the pets sick, then they need to go back to the veterinarian to get the treatment for the treatment that we just gave them. You know, it's just, it's a never-ending circle, and it's a profit-making machine. And believe me, I love veterinarians. I'm a veterinarian. I love the work that we do. I just wish that we would all do it with, we took that oath to really do no harm, and we're harming every single day with a lot of the mythical things that you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing of it is this. I look, for the most part, as veterinarians, as victims as well, okay?
Yes,
I mean,
yes, I agree.
They're brainwashed in veterinary school. You know, all these, like you say, all these companies like Mars and, you know, these food companies come in. They give all the freebies. They right away, they're being brainwashed. They weren't taught the truth about science, about vaccines and the dangers. And then they get out there and they start to live it. And it's a system that's been going on for a long time. So, and then, of course, when they try to step out, they feel this force that endangers their license. Let's face it. Our license is our livelihood. You know, if you ever reported to the state board, it's horrific when that letter, you open that letter and says, you're being investigated. That's my livelihood, you know? I mean, I've been there. That's my livelihood. So veterinarians freak out about that.
Sure.
And anytime they want to step out and do the right thing, since the veterinary establishment and the AVMA is all sold out to the money, their livelihood's on the line, so that's not easy to stand up and go against. And so they're victims as well. But like when you and I, Judy, are standing up, hopefully it'll give more vets the strength to stand up until we take back our profession and we get rid of these people that have put profits over pets and start bringing integrity and morality back in. That's what needs to happen. It is happening. That's why you and I are talking, and that's why you have a great radio show to get the word out. And I thank you for having me.
Well, you know, that really, I mean, to me, that's what it's about. And you know, I set out to touch the lives and change the lives of a million pets. And I kind of decided a little while ago that I think I've done that. And so the next goal is 10 million. So, you know, that's what you and I are on a path to do. So do you feel, I think I know the answer to this, but do you feel the same way about the other vaccinations, that those are also overused and are not dosed according to what they really should be?
Well, first of all, I believe in vaccination, okay? I believe in vaccinating for three things only: distemper, parvo, and rabies. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Those
We're
three
on the same,
only.
Same plan
and,
there.
You know what I mean? And the lowest dose to produce immunity, and then measure titers to see if the immunity continues. If you do that, vaccination reactions and vaccinosis would drop by 99.9%, okay?
Yeah.
It starts with the first visit where a 10-pound dog gets the full CC and it gets 10, it's overdosed 10 times, basically. I mean,
right.
it's a linear line, 0.1 per 10 pounds, basically. If you want to go to 0.2, fine, to be safe. But 1 CC for a dog that size, you've overdosed the dog. And then to do it, again a year later, and again 3 years later, and again 3 years later, without even checking to see if it's developed immunity, which most cases, the first shot will do it for life, you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we're killing these animals. So three vaccines, dose by weight, and I have the dose chart up, and it's being published in textbooks. I've gotten requests from around the world to put that dose chart in the textbooks, and
that's great.
It's based on science. And so these publications are going to start coming out next year. And it even says in the Merck manual, right, the Bible, it says small dogs have more reactions because they get a relatively higher dose. There you
right.
go. It's in the Merck manual. Come on. Let's wake up here, you know? So anyway, that's what's going on. And unfortunately, Judy, you and I know the other end of that are dead animals, suffering animals, and then the people who love them going through hell, you know? I mean, this is a heinous crime. You know, when you really look, like yesterday, I got a call from Nada, who's had a four-year-old dog who got a rabies booster and died.
Oh, my.
I mean, just like that. She went in. It was alive. She got the shot. The dog is now dead. She's devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It had been vaccinated previously. It is malpractice to inject a booster shot without checking a titer first. That's malpractice. If a pet has immunity, how can you inject it with something that has no medical benefit but could kill it? That's malpractice.
Totally agree, but the interesting thing that I hear back from my followers is, okay, they're going in, they're saying to their veterinarian, because they follow me, hey, I don't want that vaccine, I want a titer. And what they get in return from that veterinarian, oh, you don't want to do that, that's a waste of your money, that's going to cost you $250 or $300.
My
answer to that is, they just don't want to do it, which blows me out of the water. You could charge $300, or you can, you know, get $15 for your vaccine. Well, one is going to save the pet's life, one could potentially kill the pet, and oh, by the way, they're not $300. That's highway robbery. I'm sorry, but it is.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things I've done, Dr. Judy, to combat that is, you know, if you sign up at Kansas State, a veterinarian like yourself, and you go through their online system only, you can set up a diagnostic account, you can do the modified RIFTA test and be charged, your cost is $33, so you go 2.5 and you charge $75, right? Reasonable for a rabies titer. So right now, to spur the change, I'm doing it at cost. So I've done over 150 of these now. I got people going into veterinary hospitals across the land where they say, we're not going to do it. They say, well, I want the blood drawn because I'm going to send it to Dr. Rob. And they're doing it. And if they don't get the blood drawn, they walk out and grab their record. So a message is being sent to those vets who are doing just what you say, that listen, we, the people who own these pets, determine how we take care of our dogs. And now that we're educated, we're no longer going to do what you say. And the message is going to be, as your clientele shrinks because you refuse to protect the pets you swore an oath to, we're leaving. You know, so this is what I'm telling people. We have the power. There's 200 million pet owners, and there's 40,000 in the veterinary establishment. We win.
Good
so
numbers.
That's not what we're doing. Stand up. Stand up and do the right thing. Don't let a bad law make you kill your pet. If you know the truth, you can't allow an injection of a toxin into the body. That goes against anti-cruelty laws in our country. Our veterinary establishment is actually violating anti-cruelty laws. Can you believe it? I am ashamed of our profession. Not the veterinarians in bondage, but those who know the truth that are sitting on top of this money-making cart and continue it. I wouldn't want to be in front of my maker one day and have to answer to that. You know what I'm saying? So they better get it right now. I don't look at it, Judy, that we have to convince veterinarians or we have to convince legislators. We just have to educate people. They'll drive the change.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and part of the problem is people really don't know. So here's a case in point. I got some veterinary records from somebody in Texas, has a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel that's only 4 years old, has had chronic urinary tract infections, chronic skin infections, chronic back problems. I mean, you name it, allergies. The dog's right. Kind of a mess. So I looked at the veterinary records for her and sent her a message, and I said, why does your dog get a rabies vaccine every single year? And she said, well, I guess that's Texas state law. So I looked it up for her, and I said, nope, that would be, every 3 years they follow the national law. And she goes, oh, well, maybe it's because my dog is a therapy dog and is with Therapy Dogs International. So I looked them up, and it says, oh, no, follow whatever your state law is. Then she called the veterinarian and questioned them, and they said, oh, no, that would be the town law in the city that they live in. So I looked that one up as well, and it followed Texas law. So I called her back and said, okay, well, that one is not correct either, so let's get another answer. So she called them again. At this point, they're probably getting annoyed. And right. They said it's for safety and efficacy reasons that they were using the IMRAB 1, which is labeled for 1 year. So right. Then I followed that up, and I said, well, that's a bunch of hooey, because the IMRAB 3 is safe and efficacious, and there is no reason to use a one-year vaccine. So I called the makers of IMRAB, and talked to their veterinarian on staff and said, what's the difference between the vaccines other than the label? Couldn't really get a straight answer for 45 minutes.
Of course.
she finally basically said, well, that's just their way of getting people in the door every year. There's no reason to give a one-year vaccine to adult dogs.
There you go. I mean, even Dr. Ford, he's a veterinarian, but he's one of these guys that he'll speak to whatever crowd. You know what I mean? So in a tighter round table about 12 years ago, he said exactly what you just said. Listen, we got to do these shots every year because that's how we get people in the door in order to keep the pet healthy, right? But then Dr. Schultz said, yeah, but Dr. Ford, if the vaccine's making them sick, is that really a good reason to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't listen to Dr. Schultz, even though he's done more research on the rabies vaccine than anybody in this country in the last 15 years. He ignores the science. He's done no research on his own because what? Because he works for Boehringer Ingelheim. You know what I'm saying? So that's the bottom line. So you're right. They lie, but you know what? They do get angry, just like you said. The veterinarians get angry when they're challenged, and I say they get angry because the problem is inside of them.
Yeah.
They're living a lie, and so they get angry in a greater proportion than what's being stated because they know inside, but they don't want to look, that they're victimizing their own pets for profit, and it's horrible.
It is. It is bad news. The sad thing is, so this pet owner, she's now been on a quest to find a new veterinarian in her town in Texas, outside of Dallas. And sadly, she is having not much luck because everyone now she's got her list of questions. And when she goes in and she asks them, well, what's your take on this? And will you do titers? And, what's your vaccine requirements? And she's getting the wrong answer from every single one of them. And, and so these are educated, we've educated these pet owners, and they are in a conundrum because they are really having a hard time finding veterinarians who will do a titer at a reasonable cost. And I tell them, look, you can just go in and get the blood drawn. They can charge you for the blood draw, ship the blood out. It can go to Dr. Gene Dodds. It can go to Kansas State. I mean, there are so many places that do titers that, this is ridiculous. Part of the other problem is depending on which veterinary lab is used. So the two main ones are Antech and IDEX.
Right.
I think the titers at IDEXX are much more expensive than they are at Antech, and I think that's where these people are coming up with those $200 titers and
well,
that's something
it.
That's reasonable.
I called both of those labs, and I said, you know, first of all, they send the rabies titers, both of them, to Kansas State, so they're just the middleman. Antech adds $125, so they get the tube in, they add $125, and they immediately ship it to Kansas State. What does the veterinarian do? So then the veterinarian, right, adds 2.5 times. Well, you're already to $350, and then add your blood draw and an administrative fee and a shipping fee, and you're at $500, and it's ridiculous. So you're right. You have to cut out the middleman. I have a nice flyer on my website that tells people how to educate your veterinarian. So veterinarians who aren't educated, they need to understand. They can go directly to Kansas State, do it online, be charged $33 for the rabies, and for all four, distemper, parvo, adeno, and rabies, $55.50. So that's their cost if they just go online. And it's so simple. People call me, and they've got the blood, they got it home, they call me. I just simply say, okay, I'm going to text you. I text them something, tells them where to pay, what information I need. They text me back. I go online. It takes me about 40 seconds to then submit the information. And then Kansas State emails me a submission form and a free UPS sticker. I just forward those to the client. They stick it in the box, put the UPS on, it's gone. You see what I'm saying? It's simple. It's easy. And these vets could be doing it now. Some vets, they go, well, I don't do that, I use Antech. Well, what you're basically saying is, I don't want to make this titer affordable for you, ma'am. That's what they're saying. I don't care about your pocketbook, and I don't want to do titers. I say, well, then if you get that information, then you leave, okay? But, yeah. You know, even in Texas, where you're right, it's very difficult to break through. Every time a client walks in, another message is sent that we're coming. Your days are numbered, folks. And if you don't get on the right bandwagon now, then you'll go down with that ship, because we're taking them out, Judy. We're taking them out. We're taking out the veterinary establishment. We're taking out Mars. They're all dead. They're dead in the water. We already have the victory. All we have to do is keep walking strong and educating. It's as simple as that. This movement is exploding thanks to you know, Dr. Becker and others who are ethical and moral and are going to do the best for the pet. We're going to win. Okay, and every day another pet owner is reached, it's another victory, it's another life saved. And that little guy that you talked about, that little dog, you know, obviously with those rabies shots every year, that's what's given the dog all the diseases that they want to try to treat. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, besides the heart failure when the heart valves get attacked because of autoantibodies. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. All right, we need to take a break, if I can get my phone to stop doing that. And we'll be right back with Dr. Rob. This is a great discussion. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today, on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and today I am talking to Dr. John Robb, who I admire, and man, if you haven't heard the passion coming through in his voice, then you haven't been listening, because Dr. John is so passionate about this topic, and we need to be passionate, and we need to get the word out, and we need help from all of you who are listening to help us spread the word so that more pets are saved from this. So, John, my next question is, how often, once would you get, so you give a, you know, a puppy vaccine, and then we do a titer, and we find that, you know, we've got protection, we've got antibodies there. How often do you recommend doing a titer on the pets, or do you look at it? There's different thoughts on this. Some people say, well, once you've got a positive, it means they build immunity, they're good for life. Other people say you need to do them every year. What is your thought on that?
Well, I think, you know, I've always been successful in terms of public trust by treating the 1 in 100. You know what I mean? I mean, if you treat the 99, you know, and you don't do the blood work on that one and it dies, that owner doesn't care that 99% of the time you didn't need to do that blood work. Their dog is dead, right?
Right.
So it's probably true that in most cases these vaccines do provide lifelong immunity. And some, like you said, even when the titer drops, you still have cellular immunity. So, but the point is, to catch that one, because, you know, there are some that do lose immunity, we should check titers. So we can catch that one, and we can revaccinate that one that needs it, okay? So right now, we've got three laws being introduced in different states, and I'm going with every 3 years. And I'm doing that because I want to mirror the current rabies law. In other words, if we're talking rabies, if we do a rabies vaccine, you know, let's say it's 6 months, okay, and then a year later we're supposed to booster it. Well, instead of boostering it a year later, we'll do the titer. If the titer is good, we would then, if it got boosted, then it would have to get boosted 3 years later. So we'll do the titer instead at a year, and if it's good, then we'll recommend instead of a booster in 3 years, to titer again in 3 years. So it makes the transition from the current rabies law to the amended rabies law easy, because it's the same number of visits that are needed, but instead of doing a shot, we're checking a titer. Now, it may very well be after this is going on for 20 years that they'll say, you know what, we're wasting all these people's money because they're always good. Let's just do it once in a lifetime. But we've got to take those steps because, yeah, there's vets who say, oh, a titer, that's there today, but it can be gone tomorrow. Well, that's ridiculous, but we're going to appease that somewhat by checking on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I run into that with the distemper parvo titers as well.
Right.
And so a lot of times we're doing them annually, and part of the reason for that is that these people need to go to a boarding establishment. They need to go to a groomer. They need to go to daycare, whatever that is. Those people, unfortunately, have not been educated, so they want a piece of paper that says that your pet is protected. Now, half of those establishments won't accept titers, so we've kind of gotten around that. When we do a titer and we get a positive on their vaccine certificate under distemper and parvo, we just put the date that we did the titer instead of the date we did a vaccine. And so, you know, we have shown that the pet is protected, and that's what will get people in the door. Now, I'm kind of lucky because I've been in the same area for 25 years, and we've educated the boarding and grooming establishments around us, and they actually will accept titers. But, you know, I talk to people in Texas, and I talk to people, you know, in some of these other states where things are, you know, not advancing for whatever reason, and, you know, those establishments are, even though distemper and parvo vaccines are recommended by AVMA and AHA no more often than every 3 years, we are still having, you know, over 60% of the veterinarians are still vaccinating annually, and the boarding establishments and groomers are requiring annual vaccinations. And so unless we can educate all of those people, so I don't know, John, maybe you and I need to be going and speaking at conventions of groomers and the boarding establishment and pet sitters. You know, we need to figure out ways to reach more of these people so that we can get the word out there.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Yeah, and I agree with you. You know, check them every year. That's fine. I mean, that's just a little bit of money and a little bit of blood versus possibly killing the pet. Let's check tires. You know what I mean? I have no problem with that. And yes, it's an educational thing. I like your idea. You know, we should be at those grooming conventions. You're absolutely right, because this is the problem that people have. Is I've been telling people, you know, basically you need to find somebody who doesn't make you do the vaccines and does in-house boarding, you know, because there's a lot of these little folks popping up. And in some ways, they're better, you know, because you get these places where they got 100 cages, and yes, they have this open area where the dogs can walk around. But if somebody takes in five or six dogs and walks them and spends time with them, it's probably a better situation. Of course, you know, sometimes the licensing and the monitoring aren't there, so you have to be careful. You know, but
it's sort of a you're doomed either way, you know, and for a lot of my clients who want to do, you know, a little bit of pet sitting, then the, you know, if they advertise or the township finds out, oh, wait, whoa, you're running a business in your house, you're taking in somebody else's pets, you're charging money, well, now you need a kennel license. The whole thing, it just snowballs into, you know, more trouble than it's worth.
But, yeah, well, people have to find a way around it.
Exactly. You know. And that's what I tell people all the time. And, you know, unfortunately, with the, you know, the influenza that is now popped up, and there's two different forms of influenza, and this one gets my gall as well, because there are two different influenza viruses that we know of, and actually Montana right now is investigating yet something new, upper respiratory thing, that it's that, whoa, not protected by the kennel cough vaccine. Oh, by the way, it only protects against three things, so there's like 60 others that, you know, it could possibly be. But with the influenza, you know, when the first, you know, the greyhound thing from Florida came up, and then they made a vaccine to that. And then we had the Korean one that started in Chicago, so they made a vaccine for that. And then, oh, here's a grand idea. Let's combine the two into one vaccine. Now, we don't vaccinate people with a flu vaccine that has every single variant that we've had over the last 30 years. Why are we going to do this to our pets? Does this make any sense?
It doesn't. And then, you know, the truth is, you even though on paper it may look like a good idea, the problem is that, you know, these vaccines don't just do what we want them to do. You know that. They stimulate, they dysregulate the immune system. And the continual bombardment is way worse than a flu that most dogs will get and get better from, you know.
Right.
So it's ridiculous. It's just another ploy. I mean, the big problem in Europe, look, is they're not required in rabies in England, but they require lepto, you know. And all these animals are dying of lepto out there, and it's a terrible vaccine, and it doesn't work, and it's ridiculous, but, you know, that's what's happening. So the pharmaceuticals are going to, any opportunity they have to create something and then propagandize it to get the veterinarians to do it, with veterinarians kind of jump on board pretty easy because there's money there, unfortunately.
Yep.
And then the clients, they want to believe. I mean, let's face it, most people are law-abiding citizens who want to believe that these laws and these situations are set up are in the best interest of the pet. Unfortunately, it's not like that, you know, but they prey on people who want to do the right thing for their pet and try to trust, and it's a problem, you know, it's a big problem.
Yeah, I saw one of my followers sent me an ad that was put out by a veterinary practice down, I think it was North Carolina, because they had a few influenza cases there because everything started down in Georgia, and then all those dogs went home from the dog show and, you know, took it with them. And so they were doing a drive-through influenza vaccine clinic.
Oh, boy.
You didn't even have to take your dog out of the car. They were willing to reach through the window and just poke your dog, and you hand them, I think it was $35. And oh, by the way, you have to come back 2 weeks later and get the booster for it. So, you know, what people don't get and what veterinarians don't abide by, when you read the labeling on vaccinations, it says to be given to a healthy animal. Now, if you're doing a drive-through vaccine clinic, where's the exam that tells you that is a healthy animal that you just injected that vaccine into?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing here. You know, veterinarians say they have to obey the law and vaccinate for rabies, but the law says you have to follow the manufacturer's recommendations, and the manufacturer doesn't recommend it be given to healthy pets. So they just choose what they want to do, and it's always at the expense of the pets, unfortunately. Now, I mean, not always. There's ethical vets who say, hey, your pet's sick, I can't vaccinate it. And there's others that check titers, but you're absolutely right. You know, I'm hoping I'm you know, I think you might know that I got my license dinged. You know, I'm on probation for 25 years. And
oh, my God, 25 and, years.
Yeah.
May you live so long.
I know. I'm going to be in my 90s, you know, but I have to be monitored by another veterinarian 24/7. And I can't give the rabies vaccine. But, you know, I'm appealing the decision because, you know, obviously it's kind of, I can't really work many places now, and I'm appealing the decision. But, you know, I was in front of the appeal judge, and she's very good, and she's got it. She's got it. She says, you know, to the state, who's the state board, she said to them, well, let me ask you this. The trial went on for 4 years with Dr. Rob, and during those 4 years, they didn't stop him from practicing. It didn't seem like they were really worried that he was a threat to society like you're saying. What do you have to say to that? And the lawyer for the state board said, well, they should have done something. And then he won, because every dog he vaccinated with a lower volume, their certificates are no good, their pets are at risk of getting rabies. It's really a dilemma. It's a bad thing for the public health. And then the judge said to the lawyer, well, now, are you talking examples that happened, or is this all theory? And he said, well, it's theory. She said, well, we don't go with ifs here. I
theory.
Need facts.
Yeah.
What you're basically
we're
saying is... Right. What you're basically saying is there's been no injuries, right? Yes, Your Honor. Okay. So she's going to take this into account to make her decision to stay my license so that I can practice again until there's another court hearing. What the state board said at my hearing was this. They said, we're not interested in science. It's the law. And I said to them, I said, you mean if there's a law that would force a doctor to kill their patient because it's a law, they have to go against their oath and they have to kill their patient? And you know what the state board said? These are veterinarians. They said, yes. I said, you are crazy, okay?
Yeah,
you guys are crazy. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, look what they're saying. I have to kill my patients if it's bad law and it goes against science? So they didn't look at any of my science. I presented 3 days, 20 hours of testimony, put in multitude of articles, and they looked at nothing. But guess what? In the appeal case, the judge is going to look at it, okay?
Right.
So, you know, this is why we just have to stand, even though you have these people in these power positions that are sold out to the veterinary establishment and the money, we have the truth, but we have to keep going forward and through and through and through until we get to the end. And we will. And we will. And I don't know how I got on that subject, but somehow...
No, it's good.
Somehow
it's great.
It's appropriate, you know, to know that we have to stand up. And I think that's why I have recognition. I'm not a great veterinarian. Heck, half the time I don't know what the heck is wrong with the pet or how to make it better, you know. But I call around and I try to find somebody that can help me figure it out, you know. But what I have done is say, I'm going to stand up for what's right. And I don't care what position you're in. I don't care what power you think you have, because my power is greater, because my power is the truth. You know, so that's why I'm talking to you, and now I'm hoping other vets will stand up and do the same. It would be great if I was vindicated, because that would really give them the feeling that he's right, and we can do this, and now I'm going to stand too. So let's see what happens, you know?
Well, you know, all revolutions start with that one person who's willing to stand up and say, I know the truth and I need to make a difference, and I'm not going to back down no matter what the personal cost is. And it takes someone very brave to do that. You know, some days I just want to go hide under a rock because I feel like, oh man, I've made way too many people mad, and, you know, my license could be jeopardized. And
right.
That's a scary point. We need to take another break, allow our sponsors to have a say. We will be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. You can hear us every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and p.m. Eastern Time by going to dreamvision7radio.com.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today, on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on The Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and today I have Dr. John Robb, who is a revolutionary fighting back against the veterinary establishment. And so during the break, we were discussing that Dr. Robb is allowed to practice veterinary medicine in the state of Connecticut, but he's not allowed to give rabies vaccines, which this blows my mind out of the water, really, with what they have decided. Is allowed and not allowed. So, John, what are you working on? Basically, as you said, well, I'm useless to a veterinary practice if I can't give a rabies vaccine because, they actually that's a lot of their reason for getting people to come in the door. So what are you up to instead besides starving?
Well, yeah. What's happened is I have a tremendous opportunity right now. A guy named Hal Fischel, who's in his 80s, and he owns a ton of buildings in Connecticut. He buys buildings and he rents them out, basically. And he's been doing this for years. He's got, he's a very established person. And he was in Colorado, and I was in Business Week, and he read the article, and he called me from his vacation home in Colorado and said, "Do you want to build a veterinary hospital? I have a building," and I was like, "Yes, that would be a great idea." So 4 months later, he came back, and the building is 60,000 square foot, 60,000 square foot. And what's come of it, because he said, "I've done a lot of things, but I want to do something good." And he could see, like you said, the passion I have for doing something good for people and their pets. And so this is a tremendous opportunity because we can give veterinarians a place to work where they can really practice pet safe medicine. And the way we defeat the veterinary establishment is by creating veterinary hospitals where real medicine is done and not fake medicine to get profits over pets. This is how we can put them out. So this is the beginning of something that's been in my heart for years, which is to establish a medical center and then franchises veterinarians can buy that really do minimize vaccination, but maximize preventative care, and also bringing holistic veterinary medicine along with allopathic and find the best care for each pet. So this is really a dream come true for me. It's in the early stages. We have to get the zoning board to approve it, but I have to speak in front of them tomorrow night. But the inside, usually there's already some talk going on, and from what I hear, they're going to approve it, and then we're going to go forward. So this is really... it's a huge thing, and how it all is going to happen is going to be, but you know what? You just take steps. That's all you do, and right. Then the people will come. The people will come. So I'm excited about it, Judy. Very excited about it.
Me too. I have two very small veterinary clinics in southern New Jersey, but that's kind of what we do. I mean, we're really more about the safety of the pet. We're not pushing vaccinations. We're pushing titers. We're pushing preventative medicine, and looking for alternative care instead of pushing drugs all the time. So, if we can find ways to treat disease with food or with nutraceuticals or with herbs or supplements, so much better. Acupuncture, cold laser therapy, physical therapy.
Absolutely.
So much better than just throwing a pill at it and trying to, cover up the symptoms of the problem. So, I hope if you get a 60,000 square foot, I'm practicing at about 1,200 square feet in each of my buildings, so I can't even imagine.
I know.
You need to find, and you're in Connecticut, so that's a great area, you need to find those holistic veterinarians, those people that want to do acupuncture, that want to, do things from that, integrative, and I like integrative medicine. I'm not totally against using Western medicine. My dogs are all on a bunch of drugs, but they're also on a bunch of supplements and food therapy, because that's what it takes to manage the problems that they have.
Right. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Margot Roman.
Oh, yeah.
So, Margot's somebody that, I really look up to as, so innovative and so, out there in terms of the message of, like you said, find, let's just not jump into pharmaceuticals if there's better ways of doing this. And she's got cases like, inflammatory bowel disease where the dog's been suffering for 6 years and she does her fecal transplant and all of a sudden the dog's fine. You know what I mean? And so she's encouraged me to go to the meeting in San Diego. She's been encouraging me to do this for several years. You'll be there. Good. So, and this is an opportunity for me to, meet people like yourself and get them to come join me and work at this this medical center. And so I'm excited about it because I don't need to know everything. I just need to find the people who do know the things and then put them together. Nobody knows everything. But if we work together, and especially if you can put them in a building together where nutrition is there and then, you know, they can just go from one to the other and the pet gets the best care. So this is really a dream come true and an opportunity to really change our profession. And I think it is historic. I really do. I think it's historic. I think it's going to happen because you know what's going to happen is the people are going to flock there. And the other thing is we'll treat every pet regardless of the money. I mean, obviously you can't do everything if somebody has no money, but you can do something, you know. So this idea, you know, the one thing I hate is, and I hope you don't have one on your wall, but you know, when you walk into a hospital and the first thing you see is, if you don't have any money, get out. I mean, basically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you don't have money, just get out, okay?
Yeah.
So I purposely put my hospitals, if you don't have any money, stay. We'll find a way, you know? And that's the message that should be there because we all are down on our luck sometimes. It's not,
yeah.
People aren't just lazy and they have no money because they haven't worked hard. No, things happen. They get sick, you know? Situations come. Have some compassion, you know? So, and what happens is when you have that compassion, all the rich people come too.
Yeah,
because they're looking for trust, and they say, I brought in a baby bird, and they made it better, and there was no money. I'm bringing my dog there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just about the money, you know. So it always comes back to you in the end. But I'm excited about this medical center. I really am, and hopefully, you know, you're not that far away in Jersey. You know, by the way, that's where I grew up in Jersey. So.
Oh, really?
That's I'm a Jersey boy from Ocean Township, which is in you know, near Asbury Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up north of the shore.
Yeah, we call that North Jersey. I'm down in farmland. I'm near the rodeo.
Okay. Yeah, I know Jersey is such a diverse state for such a little state. You know, half you know the part near New York might as well be New York, but it really is the Garden State in so many areas. You know, it's a wonderful state.
Yeah. So when you get this 60,000 square foot thing going, then if you want to find the southern half of that, and we can move one down south where it's warm, I'd join you in Connecticut. But man, I hate cold weather. I can't even stand Jersey weather.
I know. I chop wood to heat my house, so I've been chopping wood every day because, you know, winter's just around the corner. You know what I mean?
Don't even tell me that.
So, especially when you heat your house with wood, I mean, it's not like you can just go out there in December and go, okay, let me start chopping. You're cooked if you don't have it ready. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I enjoy it because it's time where I can kind of get away from things and keep my body strong while I, you know, just you know, have that little time alone and get away from what we're fighting. Because this is such a huge fight. I mean, this is tiring. Let's face it. This is a battle of battles. I mean, sometimes I just collapse. You know, I just have to collapse and then get my strength back, you know.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you know, you're just like, why am I fighting this battle? I'm not making a difference. And then you know, you get that email from a client who says, you know, I finally turned things around. I changed the diet finally, and I stopped doing
right,
the vaccines,
right.
And I, you know, I got rid of all the medications that the pet was on. And then you can look at it, and I've been getting a bunch of those lately. I don't know why. You know, well, it's great because I've been posting them and writing blogs about them and putting them.
You're on a roll.
Yeah, but you know I've put those on my Facebook page and people love, you know, seeing the results, and it gets more people to start doing that. So you know we're doing a dog radio show when the dogs start barking.
Well, they like that part. They like that part by being on the show.
They do. They're pretty funny. You haven't heard it yet, but the music that goes along with the show is actually with my dogs barking too. So everyone knows my dogs and their barks. So
you know,
we only have a couple of minutes left. Let's give people the way to find you, to get information, to join the revolution, literally. What do you want people to know? Where do they go get that information? How do they use that information?
Yeah. Again, there's like you said, there's so many issues. I mean, food is a huge issue. I mean, these kibbles are ridiculous, you know.
Yep.
So, but I'm trying to keep the focus on the rabies vaccine because I really think that this is such a stronghold that if we break through there, then all these other things will open up. So, www.protect.com. thepets.com. It's a website solely for educational purposes, and it teaches people the truth, and it helps them to get information to go to their veterinarians, to get titers done, to mend the rabies law. So that's my focus right now, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share that, because this is a place where, you know, they get what they need at their fingertips, and because you can't just go out there and say things, people want to see facts, and the facts are there. You know?
Yeah, and that's true, you know, and the fact that, you know, we can go there, we can actually see, you know, I saw that you have links to, you know, Ron Schultz's information and,
right,
you know, a lot of the studies that have been done, and those are great. And you also have a Facebook page, which,
right,
what's
yes,
the Facebook page we should go to?
Well, I'm going to Dr. John Michael Robb as my primary page. I'm transitioning because, you know, you can always have 5,000 friends on your personal page, and I'd run out of friends,
yes,
available. So I'm going to that now, and so Dr. John Michael Robb on Facebook would be the place to go to get more information.
Okay, and that's R-O-B-B. If you go to the website, protectthepets.com, you'll be able to, you know, get more information there, and then the Facebook page would be great. Yeah, and that is true. People keep sending me Facebook friend requests on my personal page, and I'm like, well, you're only allowed to have so many, and I'd kind of like to,
right,
have, like, my family and people that I know on that page.
Right.
But on your other page, you know, mine's over 32,000 at this point. You'll be able to jump yours right up there, and I'll start promoting it as well. Because we do need to get the word out. People need to understand the dangers of the over-vaccination. And it's interesting. One of my little dogs was treated for cancer. It didn't go well, because I won't go that route again. But when we were with the oncologist, I said, well, you know, how do you feel about, you know, whether or not this pet should be given vaccinations and flea and tick preventative medications and heartworm medication? And her answer, and this was a sort of holistic oncologist, and I adored her, but she said, oh, yes, absolutely, they need to stay up to date on their vaccinations and their heartworm preventative, and you need to use parasite preventative chemicals. And it blew my mind, and I thought,
right,
oh, my gosh, this poor pet, their immune system is struggling. They're trying to deal with this beast that is attacking their body, and you want me to attack the body with all of these other things too.
Yeah.
But that is, you know, and I mean, she was sweet as could be, a wonderful doctor. That's what she had been taught, so that's
right,
what she believed.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, the veterinarians drink the Kool-Aid that is fed to them, and
yeah,
we need to change that. And I think the way, yeah, to do that is by educating the consumers. I think you are absolutely right, and so that's why we are going to continue fighting this battle. So, John, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been educational. You're passionate. I'm on your bandwagon, and the more people we can get to join us, the better.
Thank you, Judy. We'll do it again. We'll do it,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, keep up the good fight, and I wish you all the best of luck fighting the establishment. It is not easy. You know, I don't like going up against them either. You know, I get nasty grams from lawyers too, mostly from pet food companies.
Yeah, I could imagine. Oh yeah, yeah. Can't. They don't want to lose any money, you know. So they got to fight it, you know.
Exactly. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Dr.
Judy
Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. You can hear the show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Until next time, take good care of your pets.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit drjudymorgan.com to learn more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.